This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Did you watch the Mavericks game even though they told you don't bother because we're not trying to win? And also, should we have taken advantage of Corey and won all of his money? So for some reason, Mr. Corey Majors did not realize that he was maybe a quarter behind and the Mavericks were getting smoked for the majority of the second half. Should we have tried to make a bet with him and taken all his money, knowing that we already knew the outcome, or would that be wrong since we all work together?
It's a good question because of ethics and morality. Here's what happened. After the show, I turned the game on and was watching it back here in the bedroom. Carter wanted to play Fortnite for a few minutes, so I started playing some Fortnite, turned it off, went to the living room, and just started YouTube TV up. They have this option where you can start wherever you paused it, wherever in the whole house. And I didn't realize, I thought I hit join live. And so I was watching from where I had paused it earlier in the game. I'm just kind of watching. All of a sudden, I get a text from Mike that says, we're going to win. And I was like, it's the third quarter, and we're down by like 50. What's Mike talking about right now? And then all of a sudden, everybody's like, no, we're winning. And I look at Twitter, and Sean was like, the Mavs just pulled out the biggest victory ever. I was like, it's just the beginning of the fourth quarter. What? And then I realized that I was way behind. Guys, that would have been unethical. If y'all would have tried to take advantage of my money situation.
Okay, so ethics aside, right? if we had, like, just put yourself back in that moment. If we had offered you a bet, how high would you have gone on a bet?
$100. Looking at that, I would have said,
$100.
No way this team's coming
Corey,
back.
What if we would have taken your $100 but bought a doppelganger of you with that money? Then would you have forgiven us? You'd have been like,
no, because that's $100, and how much is a doppelganger?
Oh, yeah, they just raised the price to $100.
Oh, they are $100? I thought they were $50. Okay.
No, we're lying to you, Corey. That was another ethical question right there. We definitely lied to you.
Because I trust you guys. All right, that being said, if they're $50 a piece, I do not want a doppelganger of me. I want a doppelganger of Ruben Sierra riding horse Ruben Sierra. All right?
So
that's the only way that it's – or next to horse Ruben Sierra. That's the only way
and
I want that to
happen. And
we put
him in the euchre seats.
And then we'll ask Emily Jones-McCoy. We'll ask her to go find it for us and take a picture because that's what she loves to do.
She definitely does not want people to do that. But you know what? I think this is a very relatable conundrum, Corey, because we get this all the time from people listening on radio.com. They're like, you know what I also disagree with you about the Rangers is, and you're like, wait, what is happening right now? And you look at the thing, you're like, that was like an hour ago. And then eventually they'll be like, oh, my bad. I thought I was listening live. I fell behind. So, like, in an hour, I expect a whole bunch of texts that are like, it's totally ethical. You should do it. And you're like, what is happening right now? We're talking about the Mavs? So
go ahead, Mike.
Well, I wasn't watching. I just was like, you know. And then I got on my phone, and I saw that we were actually close to winning. And I was like, well, let me flip on Fox Sports Southwest and see what's going on, because I looked at the box score and I know none of our players are playing. Then I saw where, you know, Donovan Mitchell didn't play. And then I looked on Twitter real quick and saw the Jazz had pulled their starters for the second half of basketball and they were going to play just their reserves. And so I did watch the final 5 minutes. I said I wouldn't watch any of the basketball yesterday of the Mavericks. And then I found myself with 5 minutes to go going, well, let me flip this on because I can't believe this is a close game and we can win. And, hey, maybe this is a great sign for the playoffs because the guys who couldn't shoot the ball worth a darn since the Houston Rocket game, like Tim Hardaway Jr., shot the ball great, at least the 5 minutes that I saw of basketball.
So let's go from – we'll talk more about the Mavericks later in the show because I have a misguided belief that they could still do this and make a better seed. Let's talk about college football because My goodness. Today, here's the thing. Today could be the day college football is officially canceled, or could be the day that the uprising takes hold and people are like, you know what? We're going to play it. We're totally going to shift these conferences around. Here is the latest information that I have. The Mountain West has canceled fall football. The ACC says, don't worry about that. We're definitely going to play. Nick Saban says you should be worried about school, not football. Not because he's concerned about education. I don't want you to misunderstand. Because he's like, because that's where they're going to catch it. Because when I first read that, I was like, look at that. Nick Saban is concerned about the things that matter, like education. And then you read further and you're like, oh, no, he's just concerned that you shouldn't have school because that's where they're going to catch coronavirus and the football field is the safe place to be. I was like, that's much more on brand for Nick Saban. And then Scott Frost of Nebraska said, well, we'll just leave the Big Ten for this year if we need because we want to play. So
because if they don't play, they're going to lose $180 million and then he's going to get fired. So he's like, yeah, I'm going to lose my job.
I wouldn't worry about it, Scott Frost. If you haven't lost your job for your coaching ability already, then you're going to be fine. So what do you guys anticipate today? Are we going to see the official cancellation of Big Ten and Pac-12? Are we going to see the defection of several schools? Or is all of this stuff probably going to change in a way we can't even envision?
All right, so Reggie's made it very clear about how expensive it is to create a bubble, right? And I think that's something that the colleges are trying to figure out. Even Major League Baseball right now, Mike, is considering a bubble for the playoff format. So and why the bubble? Because you keep things out. And that's what I was kind of talking about a few minutes ago during crosstalk is Nick Saban's right, because I don't think that they're going to do things to keep it out of classrooms. But I think the college football teams are going to do the things, put the protocols in place to keep it out of their locker room and off their field. Now, I saw people texting in and saying, if you don't know where they are when they're not when you're there at home, you're not going to know where they are when they're at college. I get that. But, man, if you put it on lockdown, then you can have something happen. You're seeing it happen in other places. That being said, how committed are the college athletes to actually playing? If they really want to play, and we said this about the NBA, we've said it about the hockey players and baseball and football too. If they really want to play, they will do what's asked of them to be there. And Kevin, this goes to the thing that I saw, I think it was the Morning News. They talked to Zachary Binney, epidemiologist?
Epidemiologist.
At Oxford
I like your way,
College.
Corey. Let's go with that one.
he said, I don't think there's any way you can reliably prevent transmission within football teams or across football teams in a game. So the focus really has to be on preventing a case from getting on the field in the first place. That's what the NFL is spending all their time doing. And that's a logical approach to this entire thing, is how do you keep it from getting there so that once you're in there, you can do the things that it takes to get the sport up.
I will say it's going to be super tough, because sometimes, as guys, we think with our lower half of our body than our upper half, and we do it a lot when we're 18 to 22 years old.
I thought with my calves a lot.
And so I will just say, as much as we can say, 18 to 22, 23-year-old guys, don't ever go out. Just play football, do your school in your dorm room, and don't go out. Corey, that's what they're supposed to do. Do you really think that these guys that are used to going out and having extracurricular things happen?
God, what a classy way to say that.
They're just going to stop that for 3 to 5 months of their life? I just don't think.
No, I don't. And so that's why I said it's going to come down to how bad do they actually want to play? Because if they do, they will. If they don't, they won't, and then it's going to screw everything up. And that's why I think the colleges, the presidents of these universities are saying, is it on us to spend these extra $100 million to create these things? Do we really think our 20-year-old athletes are going to use the proper head in these situations? No.
I mean, to be fair, we can look around and see all the people who are being like irresponsible with this other than just 20-year-olds.
Right.
And I mean, also, I think it's worth noting, right, like, and I'm going to bring this back to Lemon Pepper Lou, and I'm not going to bag on him here, but like when it comes down to it, is he absolutely, in talking about this afterwards, he said he thought he was making a responsible decision where he was going to pick up food and then take it where he went. Like he was just going to get food from a restaurant, you know, and then you can criticize it as you may. And obviously there's criticisms to be had, but everybody thinks they're making their little exceptions. I think we've all made our little exceptions during this time, and everybody thinks that they're doing so responsibly. But the problem is everybody has a different metric. And if that metric slides a little bit outside of the bounds of what is actually safe, boom, you've got a big issue because we're in the middle of a pandemic. So it becomes difficult if there's not a way to put all these guys in one place and keep them there. But like, what's the incentive to keep them there when you're not paying them, right? Like, that's one of the things we're in the NBA. Everybody could be in here because they understand the greater impact of the money. With these guys, it's a whole bunch of different incentives to do this. Some people's incentives are stronger than others, and I'm not sure that you can get that to work. Plus, it's not like you got a place with a whole bunch of football fields where you could put all of the conference, right? Like you're going to have to travel. They're going to have to leave the dorms. They're going to have to go places. There's not a way to completely bubble up.
I know this was not entirely your point, Reggie, but now I'm envisioning a place where I can watch multiple games on fields right next to each other. Like, I really want to build all these football fields right next to each other so I can just watch multiple conference games. Like, just sit back in my seat and just watch multiple
really
games at the same time.
Is that because you don't really want to watch A&M all the time?
Hey, sometimes that is true, all right? Don't think when the Auburn game or the Alabama game pops up on the schedule, I don't make alternate plans for the second half.
There's three basketball courts at Sportsplex, and then when the referee blows the whistle on the middle court, the two courts next to it, they all stop playing basketball. Then the ref is like, I didn't blow the whistle, keep playing. And then the ref blows the whistle a minute later. The kids keep playing because you just told them to just keep playing through the whistle. Then the ref blows the whistle even harder and screams at the kids, when I blow the whistle, you need to stop playing. And I'm like, this is the most confusing thing for these kids, and it's not fair. But that could be fun if you are watching a game and then in the middle of the play, guys stop because they think it's over. And they're like, no, that was the whistle on the other field where UCLA was playing USC. Washington and Washington State, we didn't blow the whistle. The play counts.
What an amazing football season this will be, unless, of course, it gets canceled. Now, today is the start of the real playoffs for the NHL that I actually care about. Sorry, fake first round. You don't count. For the Dallas Stars and the Calgary Flames, game one, 4:30 p.m., will be shown on Fox Sports Southwest Plus. So, Corey, how many experts do you deem reputable if I told you I have expert predictions from NHL.com? What do you cap it at before you're like, this is stupid?
Three. I will give you three potential experts, two that will agree with each other, one that disagrees.
Six, because there's six hockey players on the ice.
Okay.
13 is a good number.
I mean, he means per team before people freak out.
Were you just throwing out your favorite number, Reggie? Is
that yeah.
All okay. right. Well, I have good news and I have bad news for all of you.
Is that not what we were doing?
I think you got it. The bad news is the experts do not believe in the Stars' chances of winning in the first round.
Motivation.
The good news is there's too many of them for you to believe this is a reputable source, as NHL.com has trotted out 16 experts.
Wow. Way too many, dude. One of those guys is an expert. The rest of them are faking.
They're using a three-line deal here.
Yeah.
What did the first line pick?
Okay, they did not delineate it like that, but here's the other thing I will tell you. Do you know how many of these 16 experts had winning records for the first round? Two! Two of their 16 experts picked the fake first round of NHL playoffs and had winning records. Multiple of them went 1-7.
Yeah, experts.
So that's good news, because only five of these 16 quote-unquote experts have picked the Dallas Stars to defeat the Calgary Flames. Armed with this knowledge, do you believe that the Stars can win today, and could they possibly average more than one goal per game?
Yeah, they're going to win. Ooh. Because a star burns brighter than a flame. even though they're both like gases and they are, you know.
Are you doing Battle of the Beasts right now?
He is doing Battle of the Beasts right now. God, I did not expect this to come back in middays.
You guys probably didn't even think Stars and Flames, similar thing.
I have to admit, Mike, at no point during our discussion of any of these things did I ever think Stars and Flames, similar things.
Check mark for Bassick, first segment.
Mm-hmm. All right, so Bassick, you're picking the Stars.
Yep.
Corey?
Today or for the whole series?
For the whole series. Especially armed with that information that Bassick just gave you. Yeah. Has that shifted your line of thinking?
Do you think the experts put any of that on their prediction?
I read all the predictions. At no point did I see anything about any of that.
The inconsistencies with scoring, the reliability on defense alone. Listen, I always say this about playoff hockey. You have to be a team that grinds people out in playoff hockey, but you also have to be able to score, and the Stars have been inept at that of late. So I just can't see it until I see them starting to put the puck in the net.
Never bet against the Stars.
Oh, is that your all-time saying? Have you always said that? Okay.
I think I've read that one time.
From the 214, good news for everyone listening. Bassick makes me feel so smart. I love him for it.
Because his opinions line up with people that make them feel smart.
I watched an episode of Cheers way back when where Diane won all the football games because she was just like, a dolphin versus a bear is not a fair fight. And so she picked the bear to beat the dolphin. And she just would keep picking that way, and it would be right. She would just look at the mascots. And then she won the pot for winning the most games because she just looked at the mascots.
That's incredible. You know, I think that somebody should build a segment around that idea.
I think somebody did, and perhaps we'll convince Corey to let us bring it back at some point.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.